Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I am shocked at the amount of listeners, and my buddy Wes McElroy, a fine sports talk radio host up there in Virginia, coming up with that he knew Rickle. So I will ask our next guest. He is fantastic. The Ross Tucker Football podcast is tremendous stuff. Plus, you can get all kinds of great stuff on gambling, which I love. I want to ask him a little bit about that. He joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. So, Ross, do you remember Rickle? Rickle Home Center.
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
Like the
yes,
Home Depot. Barely,
but I remember the name Rickle, yeah. When you said it, I thought Don Rickle, or Rickles, or whatever his name is. But then when you said Rickle Home Center, yeah, there was one. Where I'm from in Pennsylvania, absolutely. I mean, probably went away like 30 years ago, but I remember when I was like 6 and 7.
Thanks for making me feel old. I used to work at one. So I was talking about we were talking about unskilled labor earlier on the show, got into some sidetrack with that.
Hello?
But the outrage of the day seems to be people are outraged now. I'm seeing on social media that the decision, I think have we lost Ross? Have we lost Ross there, Anthony? Okay, we'll get him back. I'm so proud of the listeners of this show, though. I think there's an intelligence level to Sunday morning that you get really much more intelligent people to listen, because I have so many people saying, thank you for this. Thank you for not doing the knee-jerk, be outraged by, Marshawn Lynch. I don't care what Marshawn Lynch does. You know what I care what he does? What does he do between the white lines? What kind of football player is he? And what kind of contributions is he making there on the football field? That's what I care much more about. Ross Tucker's back with me. Ross, everybody, there seems to be a lot of social media outrage this morning directed towards Marshawn Lynch sitting for the national anthem. I loved the answer that Jack Del Rio gave. I don't agree with him. I believe it's important to stand. But if that's his deal, and I'll do mine.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I'm just reading this morning where Del Rio said, John, that he's been doing it for 11 years, or that Marshawn said, I've been doing this for 11 years, and now I just saw Pro Football Talk posted pictures of him standing when he was in Seattle and said that he did not sit during the anthem when he was with the Seahawks. So I'm sure this will be a really big deal now, and I tend to agree with Del Rio. I mean, there's not much he can do if a grown man has his reasons for wanting to sit, but Del Rio made it very clear that he believed in standing for the anthem and that that's important to him. And look, Marshawn Lynch is in his 30s. I mean,
sure.
What do you want Del Rio to do?
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to win football games. Question is this for you. How much does the Ezekiel Elliott suspension, first of all, do you believe it will be 6? Do you believe it will be knocked down? And more importantly, if he misses 4, 6 games, how much does that change what you think about the Dallas Cowboys and their chances?
I think it changes a lot. The combination of that, John, and just watching them again last night, they are significantly worse at the left guard spot. Right tackle might be a wash, but I'm not convinced Lyle Collins is going to be better than Doug Free was. And right. Left tackle, Tyron Smith, I don't think people realize this is a major deal now. I mean, the guy missed some time last year with a bulging disc in his back, doesn't practice for a while, comes back and practices for 2 days, and then they say he's going to miss an extended period of time again. I mean, they might be able to manage it through the season, John, and he might be able to ultimately play every game, but I've been down that road, and I know how the story ends, and it's not good. So you combine, the offensive line is not going to be as good. Now, I think they'll still be solid, but they're not
sure.
Going to be as good. And you combine that with Zeke being out, it's going to put an awful lot of pressure on Dak Prescott. Not only that, their defense is not going to be as good. I mean, you just can't let, and I know, well, they let Brandon Carr go. They let Barry Church go, J.J. Wilcox, Morris Claiborne. And they drafted some guys in the second or third round. They're not going to be better back there. I mean, they're not going to be better by putting rookie second and third round picks in as opposed to guys that were longtime starters. So you know, I thought that the Cowboys would come back to earth and probably be about a 10-win team. Now, I wouldn't be surprised they end up finishing third in the NFC East.
If they finish less in the NFC East, who is winning the NFC East? Is it the Giants? Is it the Eagles? Or are you a Redskins believer or not?
No. Right now, I would lean heavily towards Giants and Eagles. I thought the Eagles made a pretty bold move to make the trade for Ronald Darby. I think, ultimately, I love the message it sends, which is we're not going to go into the season clearly having the worst corners in the NFL. We believe we can win and have success this year, and we're not going to let one position drag us down. I think there's some risk there. I mean, number one, they probably gave up a little bit more than I would have liked for them to give up. But a lot of times, third-round picks don't do anything for you, right? So I thought the third-round pick was a little bit steep along with Jordan Matthews. But like I said, there's a bunch of third-round picks that never play down in the NFL. As for losing Jordan Matthews, the concern there, John, is, you know, Carson Wentz hasn't really proven that he can have a good rapport with Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith. They just got him. Or Nelson Aguilar, who was a disaster last year. So for a team that's built around this young franchise quarterback, it's definitely a risky move, but they had to do something. And Matthews is one of the guys they felt like they could move. They probably weren't going to re-sign him after the year. So to get Darby on the cheap for 2 years, while their young guys, Rasul Douglas and Sidney Jones, those guys can grow and learn, I think it's pretty good. I now think Jalen Mills and Darby, that's pretty solid, young, and inexpensive.
Ross Tucker, you can check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Go to Podcast 1, 2, and find out about all the things that Ross has gotten into. You've gotten into the interest in the sports wagering, too, which I like. Because we talk about on this show, a lot of shows avoid it, like the plague. And I'm just seeing how much billions of dollars are wagered every single year on football. But it's almost like the dirty little secret that some people want to try to ignore.
Yeah, I think that that's changing. And I think it'll continue to change. I mean, 5 years ago, if you would have told me that they'd ever put a team in Las Vegas, I would have laughed at you. Now, right. I think we're probably 5 years away from the NFL having, you know, online gaming on NFL.com. And,
sure.
And having links to because if they're really trying to get to $25 billion in revenue, John, and if you remember, for the first time, they're going to have ads for hard alcohol now during NFL games, they're going to have to start to open things up a little bit. Like, people don't realize it. They're never going to go reverse. It's never going to go the opposite direction. So they'll start to have ads for more things that they haven't in the past. At some point, my guess is you'll see advertisements on the jerseys, the pads, like they're doing in the NBA, and they'll also get into the legalized gambling stuff. And so then it'll really blow up. But the reality is, there's a lot of people already doing it, including my buddies and your buddies. And I tell people all the time on my podcast, the Even Money podcast, I say, look, I don't really recommend doing this as like a professional or trying to make a living from this. But I know a lot of people that, you know, rather than paying $20 to go to the movies, they'd rather put $20 on a game and make that game even more interesting than it already was.
Right. Now, you are very into getting your nephews, your friends, kids out and running around in the backyard again. And the ball cannon's doing a lot of that. And I know you wanted to mention that because this is a fun idea. I would have killed for one of these back in Broomall.
Oh, my gosh, John. You're 1,000% right. I actually had some friends over yesterday. They have three boys, and I brought the ball cannon out. They went crazy. Their boys were 8, 7, and 3.
There you go.
And they were loving it. It's like a jugs machine. Anytime you watch the NFL, Odell Beckham Jr. or Antonio Brown, they're catching passes off this. It's like that, except it's portable, lightweight, a lot less expensive, and you can launch it at any angle, any speed.
I mean, so you can make it like fielding punts.
Yeah. You can catch punts or like little lollipops I throw to my 4 and 5 year old daughters. Or you know what they love, John? They love adjusting the speed or adjusting the height and pressing the button and having daddy try to catch it.
Oh,
that's
there you go.
That's cool. It's like, you know, these kids all play video games and iPads and stuff. This thing has just enough, like, doohickeys on it and buttons to press that it gets the kids excited to play with it, but then they don't realize it. Maybe they're running around. They're running back, chasing the balls. It's like the one thing you can get to actually get your kids to go outside and play and exercise.
How do people find out more information about it?
Yeah, just go to ballcannon.com or anywhere on Twitter or any social media, John. The Ball Cannon. They were at the Jets game last night. The Jets have bought several of them, and they have them before the game. At their like Jets fan fest thing, and the lines were crazy. So go check out that just so you can see the videos of all of the people at the Jets game lined up. It's pretty awesome.
And listen to Ross's podcast as you're running at the gym or doing something like that, which is what I like to do. And the NFL season's just 4 weeks away. Can't wait for it. Thank you, Ross. Talk to you soon,
Absolutely.
Buddy.
Anytime, John. You know that. Take care.
Ross Tucker, Podcast One. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.